step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Burt Show.
Sue actually called us because she said her ex-boyfriend was getting married and she was going to go to the wedding over the weekend, but she needed to tell this bride that he has been cheating on the bride the entire time with her and lying to both of them. She said she was going to do it on Saturday after the wedding because she wanted to get back to the bride as well. Well, after she talked to the Burt Show, we gave her some advice. She got a call from one of the groomsmen who said, "Hey, were you just on the radio?" She said, "Yeah." He said, "Listen, I think you need to tell the bride before the wedding. Do it on Friday at the rehearsal dinner. Don't wait till Saturday so she can decide whether she wants to marry this guy or not." He says, okay. So they arrange it where she's going to the rehearsal dinner. Well, the bride's sister meets her in the parking lot and says, "I knew you were coming. Tell me everything." She does. The bride's sister hugs her and says, "You know, I'm so sorry you've been going through this." Brings the bride's mother outside and they say, "Why don't you come to the house after the rehearsal dinner?" So sure enough, Sue goes to the bride's house with the bride, her sister, her mother, her father, and tells them everything. And they all embrace her and say, "We just thought you were psycho this whole time, but we didn't realize all this stuff was going on." So then they contact the groom's mother and the groom's grandmother, who come over to the house. Then they contact the groomsman who Sue was in contact with to begin with. The groomsman says, "I'm bringing the groom over to the house now." So that's kind of where we left it, right?
Well, then he walks in the door and they basically have an infidelity intervention. He's busted.
Totally busted.
At one point, you know, he's denying it, but then he finally gives in and goes, "Look, yes, guilty. And then the woman that was supposed to get married the next day calls the whole thing off. Done.
She called it off that night before the groom ever even got there. They started calling family members saying the wedding was off. She then invited Sue to go on her honeymoon with her. Sue couldn't go because she had school, but instead this woman is now on her honeymoon with her best girlfriend and never got married.
Right. She tweeted me yesterday and she said, "I'd love to come on with you, but I'm heading to Fiji right now with her best friend." So that's where she is right now. The bride is in Fiji right now, way drunk probably. And now the interesting turn that this whole thing is starting to take is that Tool is trying to get back with Not So Psycho Sue. Hey, Not So Psycho Sue.
Hey.
It's such an I fielded so many emails yesterday from people going, "This can't be true." I mean, it's so complicated, and everything worked out so well that it can't be a true story. It's almost like it was written by somebody in Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it wasn't true because it's my life and it sucks.
So after yesterday, obviously, what are we going to call this dude? Can we just refer to him as Tool?
Tool.
Yeah, Tool.
Okay. So Tool obviously heard what was going on and he started texting you and calling you. And that was the last, I think, that we talked to you about it or got an update. So what has happened the last 24 hours?
After I got off with you guys, I actually talked to the bride, and we were just talking and stuff, and then I had class, and when I got back, my roommate came out and was just like, "You will never believe what is in the kitchen right now," and I was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "You bet." I was like, "If he's here, I'll kill you," and she was like, no, and I walked in, and there were 2 dozen roses on our kitchen table with a note from him saying that he's going to get counseling and he's going to change this and we need to go to couples therapy and we need to work this out because he loves me and he's sorry and he made a huge mistake and he knew that he always loved me, but she was just a better choice at the time or something like that. And I just kind of ignored it. And then more stuff happened this morning and I told Tracy about it, but I don't know if she told you.
No, she hasn't told us anything. She tries to avoid us at all costs.
Because my mom and my sister were actually listening this morning when it played, and my mom thought you said that he was going to be on with me, so my mom freaked out and was like, "Do not go on the show, you know, because I don't want you talking to him." And then my dad called because he was concerned too, and it ends up that when my dad walked out today to get the newspaper, there was an envelope on the door, and inside of it was a note from him to my dad and a ticket to the Masters. to so that they could go this weekend and talk things out.
No way.
Come on,
please,
man.
Don't tell me you're falling for this. Please.
No. I'm not falling for it.
Did Tool and your dad have some kind of like unique relationship while the two of you all were going?
My dad loves golf. I mean, loves golf. Plays golf every Thursday and Friday with his fraternity brothers that still live in Atlanta. Like, he loves golf, and this is the first year that he actually isn't going to the Masters. And he was actually, you know, talking to because the groom and I have a lot of good friends, and one of my friends' kids got christened like a few weeks ago, and he saw him there and was talking about how disappointed he was because, you know, the whole Tiger thing's going on, and he wanted to go, but he couldn't get tickets this year, and so I guess he thought that would be an in with my dad.
Take the tickets, but don't take him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he only gave him one so that they could meet up. And then he said he wanted to meet up and talk to my dad.
This dude is like an antichrist, man. Because he is such a manipulator. I mean, I would be creeped out by the fact that he showed up at my door and like left the envelope. I mean, that's creepy. I mean, that's like crossing so many boundaries. And he's made a history of this. So one girl left. She's in Fiji. And broke it off with him. So now what he's going to do is going to run to you like he's done with you two from the start. He goes from one to the other and back and forth.
What's your dad's take on this whole thing? Is he going to call Tool up and say, what are you doing?
He was laughing, and he was just like, I guess not. He's like, I want to go because I want to go to the Masters. He's like, this is getting ridiculous. Because he does every time. It's true. He just goes in between us. And every time he tries to come back, you know, he's changed and things are different this time. And he sends me flowers and he comes and surprises me and stuff like that. And so this is the first time that he's brought my parents into it. So, I mean, my parents know that he always does it with me. But,
offended.
Now that he's getting my parents involved, my mom's kind of like freaked out by it. She's like, this is ridiculous. Like, he needs to stop. And then, you know, I actually emailed the bride and told her, like, everything. And she knew about the flowers. And it's just upsetting to both of us. We've been going through this for so long. And, you know, it just should be over. And he should leave us alone. And I didn't know he emailed you until Tracy told me, which makes it worse.
Do you have any tiny ounce of feelings for this guy?
I mean, of course, a little bit. But not in a... I moved forward. Even though this happened and I wanted to go through with this, I really have moved forward. And I have, like, another person in my life who I care about, but until this is all over, he doesn't want to date me, but he cares about me, too.
Understand.
And so I just want it to be over because I want to move forward with my life, and I want to move on.
Unfortunately, if Tool is listening, he heard you just say that you still care for him a tiny bit, and he wants to drive a truck through that hole right now.
He is an abuser. He's an emotional abuser is what he is. You know, he is a tool. It's to the point now that I don't want to talk to him because he's trying to manipulate us to get to her.
Well, here's what he wrote us yesterday. He wrote, my ex, Sue, is the one who was on your show for the last 2 days. This situation has been going on for 3 years, and it's making me out to be the bad guy, which is not the case. Then he writes some other things. Says, I love Sue, and I want her back in my life. I was wondering if you guys would help me get Sue back and help me give we want to call the bride the closure she needs.
Because I'm sure we would have gotten that email had you been on your honeymoon with the bride today.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean, give me a break.
Well, I just don't understand this guy at all. And why he thinks you would actually believe it.
So you guys were doing this on and off for 3 years, the three of you?
Well, he went out here for 3 years, and then they're a lot older than me. Well, not a lot older, about 5 years older than me. And I was actually the sweetheart for his fraternity, and that's how we met. And then he broke up with her, and we got together. And then I came home for the summer, and I saw like my ex-boyfriend, and we kind of like hit things off again. So I broke up with him, and he went back to her, and then he's been with her ever since then. But I kind of came back to him and started talking to him, and he told me they broke up, and then me and him started dating, and then he was dating her at the same time.
That's a lot. That's an emotional maze. But I do congratulate you on the first person you email was the bride. Like, the fact that you told her everything that's been going on since then, I commend you for that, because I do think as long as y'all stay tight and work together to get rid of this dude, then you'll be successful. But he's going to try to break you two apart, you know?
Yeah, we talked a lot, and then She was like, yeah, I tweeted Bert because I wanted him to know that I want to come on and talk too. But she's like, I didn't want him to think that I was made up, but I can't come on when I'm out of the country.
Right.
And so she was just like, you know, I think we need this to be done. And she knows she's going to try to come back to me. And it's not going to, I don't want to be with him. I really just want him to leave me alone.
Do you think there's any chance that once he really feels like you're 100% authentic, that he will try to get back Bride?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. From what, like, you know, obviously all of our friends know what's going on, and so everyone started calling me again yesterday. From what I hear, you know, he said it kind of was just, she was the convenient choice.
Honey, that's what he's
telling
you.
But I don't know. Like, he probably would. I don't know.
Because that's what he's telling her, is that you were convenient. Right. He's telling her the same thing he's telling you about her.
Yeah, if you you didn't show up on Friday, he was going to marry her.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to marry her and be in Fiji with her right now. So you cannot believe him. Not one tiny little percentage.
And he tried to defend himself at the house.
Yeah, by calling you crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I don't believe him. I just can go by what he says.
Well, he's an idiot.
But that's the only thing is, like, through these 3 years, all I could do is go by what he tells me and find out the truth, like, by myself if I really wanted to research it.
Well, now you know that he doesn't speak truth. He doesn't speak it.
Yeah.
He manipulates, and he's going to continue to manipulate as long as y'all let him do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, until you – and it drives me nuts, the fact that – people like this can't take no for an answer. Every antichrist we talk about, because that's what we're talking about. He's your antichrist, because they're the ones that do this manipulation, this emotional abuse, and then, you know, and then when they try to be overly romantic, I mean, the master's tickets and the 24 roses and all this stuff is going to be different. I'm actually going into therapy. Let's go to couple therapy to the baby. And you're like, oh, that's so sweet. And then he cheats on you as soon as you get in his bed.
Yeah, right.
It's
just
all
trying to
this
keep
like
them
over the top drama, but
yes.
It's not somebody that can sustain it on an every day to day level in a relationship.
Are you trying to keep them apart, Melissa, so you can get that other master's ticket out of his pocket?
Oh, yes, please. Please
totally.
Let me go see a cheater in Augusta. Yeah,
with
from
this
one
guy.
Cheater to another.
Yeah.
Will Fiji Bride, do you think that she's going to feel the same way when she gets back, or do you think she's going to be strong about things?
Feel the same way about him?
Yeah.
Or, she's done with him. She actually, because she does have email there, and so she actually emailed me, like, when she got to New Zealand, because, like, there's a bunch of flights, and she's just like, because on the flight to Arizona, her best friend said something about the fact that, you know, she was on her honeymoon, and the person next to them was actually a Bert Show listener, and they're like, oh my gosh, I heard everything, and they're like, are you going to go back to him, and stuff like that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So she was like, and she like actually tweeted me, and she's like, oh my gosh, it is such a small world. She's like, this is so embarrassing for both of us. And she doesn't want to be with him. She's over him. She says, like, she kind of like I did when I found out, she knew in the bottom of her, like, the pit of her stomach that something wasn't right,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't want to believe it, and now that she has all the facts, she doesn't want to ever be with him again. We don't want to talk to him ever again. If he comes on the radio, I don't ever want to be on the radio with him.
Right, well, no, we won't do that. We won't put you guys on together.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's over in Fiji right now just drinking her ass off.
Is she
bummed right now, or is she sort of, like, relieved?
I definitely cried myself to sleep last night, and I know she's been crying a lot. It's a hard situation because it's over now. Like, both of us are away from it, but it just hurts that honestly, if you do talk to him, I want to know why he did this to us. Like, what did I deserve to do? Like, why did I deserve this?
He wouldn't care. He's not thinking of you. He's thinking of himself.
Yes.
I mean, the thing is, like, you know, because the thing that's kind of sick is if he's listening, he hears you crying as if that's still an in. You know, like, it's just ultimate manipulation. So the thing is, y'all got to realize he doesn't care about y'all. He's never cared about y'all. It's all about his comfort and his satisfaction.
It's an ego thing.
So even if you say, why'd you do this to me? I mean, well, I can tell you, because so that he could be satisfied.
Yeah, you can almost not take it personally because he's such a sketch. This is all about him.
Yeah.
Wow, what a story.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we'll be in touch. I mean, if he emails, we'll let you know. He does want to come on. And I definitely want to talk to the bride when she gets back from Fiji also.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, our best friend's son is turning one on Thursday. So we're probably going to see each other, hopefully not. I'm trying to arrange it where I come to the party when he's not there.
No. So he's supposed to be
there
Thursday, and you're supposed to be there Thursday?
No, we're their godparents. we're his godparents together.
Oh,
just
no.
When we were together, we became his godparents.
You can't go.
How did you...
You got to take turns.
Wait, how did you two become his godparents when he was engaged with this? I mean, come on. Seriously, look at this. Look at the situation.
This is last year. Well, he's turning one now. So last year at this time, he wasn't engaged. And he was... in between both of us.
Look how ridiculous the situation is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you can't.
How does one not go, though?
How can anybody pick this guy as a godparent?
Well, I mean, he seems to, like, bamboozle everybody.
Maybe.
Bamboozle.
I just don't think he made from that whole situation.
I don't think you need to be at that party.
No, get away from the whole thing.
She's the godmother, though.
Not a different day.
They got to separate.
Oh, my God. If I was a godmother with my Antichrist, I would back out of that so fast.
Why does she have to be the one to miss out on this memory?
Because like, he's the one that committed all the fouls.
She's not strong enough. So why don't they tell him, look, you're not invited anymore?
That's what they should do.
The burden is always on people like Sue that they have to be the one to be tough. They have to want to be strong. And then you get in the situation and realize you're not strong enough to be there because she's still emotionally manipulated by him.
I think they got to stick up for you and they got to tell dude to stay away from the party.
Yeah, but he won't. This is like the most awkward situation ever, and it's playing out on the radio now, which makes it even more awkward. So I don't know. It's just really, really hard.
See, because everybody gives that guy power. Mm-hmm. You know, the Antichrist has power because everybody feels like, oh, well, he won't. So what's even the purpose? Because I mean,
he's best. We are. You know, the girl's my sorority sister. The boy's his fraternity brother, and so we all have. You know, we're all very close, and I feel. And even though everything, I know everyone's gonna say like I'm emotionally manipulated, but like he doesn't deserve to miss it as much as I don't deserve to miss it. That's why I want to go at separate times.
So
I know it's not gonna happen. So I mean, I guess I have to miss it because he is a tool, and he won't miss it.
Oh, you're being way too nice. You're
everything.
Well, defending him.
Well, wow. I mean, if you, it's almost like being an alcoholic and going to a bar for the first time when you're still shaky. For me, you know, from being a recovering alcoholic, it's the truth because you become addicted to that person because for whatever stupid reason. And so she's not strong enough to go to the party. And I don't think she's strong enough to go.
Wow. Well, we got to talk to you later on in the week and find out what your position is on going to this thing or not. If I'm the parents, I call you up and I say, look, we're going to call Tool and we're going to make sure he's not there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Wow.
And your dad cannot take that master's ticket, so send that one right back.
Ooh, that's just creepy.
Your dad won't be manipulated by it.
No.
Like, she'll be manipulated by it, but her dad will just go enjoy the Masters and say, screw you, son.
Right.
Thanks for the ticket.
I love that.
It shouldn't even be a debate, but if it was, what would it be called?
A Masters debate.
Debate. Thank you, Not So Psycho Sue.
Welcome
you
back, Jeff.
You are 12.
All right, we'll talk to you later in the week, Sue. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.